I can't believe you're here. This is so great because we've been trying to do this for such a long time.
I know.
And I have to do a formal interview with you, too. So I know you're going to perform a
formal.
Not a formal interview, you know. Like, I want to know, you know me, I like to know what makes people tick. And in your case, doubly so.
Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Okay, so you're going to play something from Down in the Dust, right?
Yes, I am going to try to play the very first track from the album. It's called Paper Airplanes.
Okay.
And it was actually the second last song that I wrote before I went into the studio, which was I wrote that song about 3 days before I went into the studio. And then I finished the song Miss Sinaloa the day before I went into the studio. So there you go.
You're always putting yourself under a deadline, aren't you? Okay, here is Lynn Jackson live and Paper Airplane on Coral FM.
House by the railroad tracks, she checks the keys and she tiptoes back down the stairs to the rumbling outside, follows the street lights to the last neon sign. No, he stopped pretending he's asleep a long time ago, and all these promises to keep is what he tries to hold on to. They speak less every day now, it's only a matter of time. He knows, it's only a matter of time. He knows. Lying awake, lying awake. Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground in the night. Losing parts along the way, forging a crooked line. A couple of years of standing by till the cracks come up from the ground. They break a family apart from the inside, yeah. From the inside, yeah. Lying awake, lying awake now. Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground in the night. Her skin, it ages and withers. Over time, her throat goes dry. Differences can plant roots and grow before young eyes. Driving away, her taillights fade. Words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground. Oh, words are falling like paper airplanes. How they used to fly so high. Words are falling like paper airplanes. Gravity pulls them to the ground. In the night, in the night.
That was excellent. Excellent. Oh, so cool.
Thank you. I hope the balance is okay in the mic.
I think it was okay. I can play
quieter if you want me to. It's really hard to tell, so.
It is hard. I sort of gauged it when it was getting louder, then I sort of thought, I think, and...
I was backing off too.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Oh, that was great. That was so great. Do you want to play another song and then, or do you want to take a break?
No, I can, Yeah, I think I was going to play a long one. Is that okay?
Yeah, and then we can sit down and talk about your creative process, which I love to do, which you well know. So, okay. I'm so honored to have Lynn Jackson here in the studio, and I think, is this another song from Down in the Dust?
It is.
Okay.
I think I'm going to try Miss Sinaloa.
Okay.
It's a fairly lengthy song.
Okay.
It does tell a story, though, which hopefully keeps listeners, you know, interested.
You're a fabulous storyteller, so of course they're going to be interested.
There is a bit of a story behind it.
Okay.
So I guess since I'm here to talk, I might as well talk about it.
Yes, you might as well.
I work at the local newspaper, and in the last few years, it's become increasingly difficult to ignore all the stories that are coming out of the region of the U.S.-Mexico border. Mm-hmm. Lots of violence, especially at the border crossing of El Paso, Texas, and Juarez, Mexico. It seems like, particularly in Juarez, it's like a no man's land. It's like the Wild West. The cartels are warring over different territory, and so I was seeing all these stories and all these photos coming across the newswire at work, and I decided to go and do some of my own reading, just to I'm trying to get my head around how you actually grow up in Juarez and live there for generations, and then you see all this violence around you, and you know, people, innocent people, get caught in the crossfire, and yeah, they just go missing off the street. And so this one, I read a couple of books and watched some CBC reports that you know, people that went down there. And one book that I read was a journalist's account. He went down there and stayed there for a while, which I think is very brave.
No kidding.
Because he's obviously not a local. Anyway, I think his name's Charles Bowden. And I can get you the book title later. It's actually okay in my liner notes. But he stayed down there for a while, and he just watched what was going on. And one of the chapters in his book is about a girl he calls Miss Sinaloa. Sinaloa's estate in Mexico, and she was she won the beauty queen contest a few years before he ended up running into her. And she was in Juarez for the night a few years later, just with some friends, and she got snatched off the street. And she ended up still being alive at the end of the whole ordeal, but she ended up in a mental institution because it was so traumatic, the things that happened to her. And anyway, I feel like I'm talking too much, and I should just sing
this
song.
Like, sounds like Shades of the Disappeared in Chile during the, you know, Pinochet rule.
Right.
Anyway,
I haven't read much about Pinochet, but
I will let you continue.
So I will give this song a whirl. And, yeah, see how it works out. She came from Sinaloa with flowers in her hair, drinking in the sun. Former beauty queen, the girls from Juarez City, they nicknamed her the Pale One. She followed her friends to a late house party. They stayed well into the night. The wandering streets, trying to make it home, she was rescued by eight men in uniform. Through three straight days and nights, they each took turns on her skin their hand marks burn. By the time she saw a morning sky, those 3 days had taken her mind, and she was dropped in the desert out of sight. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. But common people meet their fate during the working day. Women disappear with no trace. A young man was his parents' pride and light, such promise for his age. His school teacher said, until the men with the guns ripped through their family home, it took him forever one day. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. Well, common people meet their fate during the working day, women disappear with no trace. It's very hard to judge the choices made in this city. It's gang wealth of factory pennies. The innocent and corrupt live together in the shades of gray, trying to avoid an early grave. Now Miss Sinaloa brushes her hair for hours, trying to recognize the woman in the glass. They took her name, her thoughts, her memory, and left a war inside her head that'll never pass. These are the days when the wet bodies lie in the streets, malice in the dust in the air. But common people carry on with the working day, the dead are just more forgotten names. These are the days when the red sun beats mercilessly, malice in the dust in the air. Well, common people meet their fate during the working day. Women disappear with no trace.
Yay!
That's a long one.
It is a long one.
But it has the wonderful Nick Storing on cello on the album.
Yeah.
And Steve O'Connor on accordion. And he actually, he either gigs or he's a session guy for Blue Rodeo. So I was lucky to have him on the album.
We're going to talk all about instrumentation for
sure.
Oh,
that sounds great.
We're going to talk about all that stuff. I'm going to, is there another track from Down in the Dust you'd like to play on the radio?
I'd like to play the rockinest one, which is Like Gypsies, if that's cool.
Yeah, you can do that.
Let me see. I think that's track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. Keep talking into the mic.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Keep. All right. Should I just talk about what I had for breakfast? No, I probably shouldn't do that. It was junk food, so never mind.
You can talk about whatever you want to talk about, Mrs. Jackson.
Well, I was very disappointed today when I was looking for my Dr. John disc and I couldn't find it. And I looked through all my stacks of CDs. I really wanted to bring the album Lockdown because I think that's brilliant. It's the newest album by Dr. John. which you can get at your local record store, Encore Records.
Yay, love Encore.
Hi, but Mark, when I was searching for it, I kept finding other stuff to bring, so I have about 10 CDs here. That is the problem.
I'm taking pictures of Miss Lynn, too.
When I'm searching for CDs, I find other stuff. I really can't explain it. So, I mean, you know, technically we could be here until midnight with all the stuff that I wanted to play, but
you know what?
Good thing somebody's here to rein me in.
You could always come back. That's the beauty of this show. You can always come back and visit whenever you want.
I probably should have a radio show. I mean, I love music. And
you know what?
I have lots of stuff. And
you should.
I read lots of Canadian and American and British music mags.
You do. You're very well.
Read biographies. I'm reading the Dr. John biography.
Are you really?
Right now. But it's a little dated. It's from the mid-90s. But I just like him so much that I thought, what the heck? I'm going to read it anyway.
Well, you know what we can do? We can call up some Dr. John here on the old YouTuber channel.
Yeah. Is Locked Down. Or no, actually, the one I really like is Big Shot.
Yeah, we'll find it. Okay, we're gonna play Like Gypsies from Down the Dust, and then we're gonna play some Dr. John Big Shot, and we'll be right back on Coral FM with my special guest Lynn Jackson.
She's you can hang around. Never been done like I can. Ain't never gonna be done again. Ain't stuck up, don't put on the way. Fuss and cuss, not never split ass. Ain't never was, never gonna be. Another big shot like me. I'm the big shot. Been in a cut for you to see. Let me and you go off somewhere, child. I do your thing in my own kind of style. If I don't kill you, I'm sure to kill you. Got the remedy that's sure to heal you. Ain't never was, never gonna be. Another big shot like me. I'm the big shot. Laying in a cup for you to see. Yeah.